Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's check in with the President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, for our weekly report on scams and spams. Good morning, Steve. Let's start out by what's happening with those calls asking for police donations, especially in Norridge. What's the latest on this?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me. Yeah, the Norridge police issued a warning saying that con artists are saying they're calling residents, basically saying they're soliciting funds over the phone for the police department. And they don't do that, the Norridge Police Department, and other police stations don't. It's usually some other entity that's trying to solicit funds. I'm using their name to get in the door and obviously to get you to think you're local, donating to your local police station when you're not. So be very careful. If anybody calls you out of the blue, it's always check them out. Call the police station, itself and see if they are soliciting donations. They're not going to be, but do the research on the charity before giving to them. Because as you know, Bob, telemarketers could make 90 cents on a dollar for themselves and only 10 cents going to the charity. So you got to be very careful. They're like calling you out of the blue on that, Bob.
As you would say, isn't the tip off to the rip off here that on those calls, they don't actually say they're from that police department or that they're a police officer. It's kind of worded carefully so they can avoid legal problems. Isn't that right?
It is, Bob. Sometimes it is worded carefully. So, hey, we're from the police station. And you don't say where they're from or calling on behalf of the police, your police officers. Mm-hmm. And you never know where they're coming from. But sometimes in Naperville, issued a warning not too long ago where the caller ID said Naperville Police Department.
Wow.
And they were soliciting funds. So you got to be very careful. Anybody calling out of the blue, you got to invest before you donate, rather.
The Better Business Bureau has some tips for us as far as buying a home security system. What do we need to know?
Well, a lot of times, Bob, you'll see those offers, free security home or free check or free estimate, and then you get in there and they just tell you a lot of information. They kind of make you sign these long-term contracts. Even sometimes consumers already have a long-term contract, and they say, oh, you can get out of it. You can't get out of your current contract. So somebody comes to you and calling you out of the blue or stops by knocking door-to-door, make sure you do the research on them. And especially if you have a long-term contract already, you're most likely not going to get out of it. And most times they're going to keep you to it, so you may have two separate contracts. So you check the references, obviously, with the Better Business Bureau. And you always want to get three bids, as we talk about, Bob, all the time. You never do with somebody that comes to your door because you still want to do research on them and get to other resources and sources.
This offer going around for free solar panels is phony, isn't it?
Yeah, the free solar panels, you got to be very careful. There are some deals, the government is giving some money out on that. You just got to check the background of those companies because there's some individuals, scammers, and bad businesses are taking advantage of the situation. They promise you everything under the sun, Bob, and then they get there and then they may not show back. They just ask for deposits or they put in sloppy, they do sloppy work rather than bad panels. So it's best to check the company itself and whatever they promise you, make sure you do the research. If the government's giving grants, you can go do those research yourself. And there's a lot of great companies out there, Bob, as we know, but unfortunately, there's some bad actors ruining it for everybody else.
You can check the ratings of these companies with the Better Business Bureau, correct?
That is so important, Bob. My biggest frustration in my 36-year career has been consumers calling us after they've been duped or dealt with a bad business. Call us ahead of time. Get the check on the company itself. We'll let you know what consumers have told us about the company for the last 3 years. And we also grade the companies as well from A+ to F. And we're also a referral agency, Bob. So you can find good businesses at BBB, at BBB.org, find businesses you can trust.
And finally, this driveway asphalt scam. A lot of people want to take care of the driveway this time of year, but you got to be careful, don't you?
You do, Bob. A lot of people want to get ready for the winter or get, getting it nice looking for the summer as well. And you got these door-to-door people come and they promise you everything. We happen to be down the street, Bob, and we can give you a special deal. And consumers just do business with them. And sometimes they pay cash, which is the tip-off to the rip-off. You never pay cash to anybody. Use your credit card if at all possibility. And if you do use a check, make it out to the company itself. But these are fly-by-nights. And there's a lot of great paving contractors in Chicago, Illinois. But you still, again, as we talked about earlier, you got to get three bids. So if somebody comes to your house, take the information, do the research on them, and get two or three additional bids, because the first rainfall you'll see, your driveway will just wash away.
Yeah. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau, BBB.org for more. Thanks, Steve. Talk to you next Thursday.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.